Radio Prague News.
The Chamber of Deputies has voted to strip former Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda of his parliamentary immunity. Austria has opposed Czech intentions to prolong the lifetime of the Dukovany nuclear reactor. And former Prime Minister Jiří Rusnok has been appointed to the Czech National Bank Board. The Chamber of Deputies voted in favour Wednesday of stripping former Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda of parliamentary immunity so he can face criminal proceedings. The vote in favour was 101 of the 175 lawmakers present, with 55 against. The debate was concluded Tuesday without a vote being taken. Now an MP for the Civic Democrats, Mr. Svoboda, is accused along with other councillors of breach of competition rules and breach of trust in connection with Prague's OpenCard electronic card system. The Austrian government has expressed its opposition to Czech plans to extend the operational life of the Dukovany nuclear reactor by up to 60 years, according to Wednesday's edition of the Business Daily E15. Approval will be sought soon for the first of four reactors at the site to be given a 10-year operational extension until 2025. Czech state-owned electricity producer ČEZ would like to extend the life of the four units completed in 1985 and the following years to at least 2025 and, if possible, 2045. Consultations with neighbouring countries have been held over the Czech Republic's long-term energy policy, which should be finalised this year. President Miloš Zeman named former caretaker Prime Minister Jiří Rusnok a member of the board of the Czech National Bank on Wednesday. Zeman said that Rusnok had the economic and political background to help the Czech Republic decide when and under what conditions to adopt the single currency euro. Mr. Rusnok, an economist, was previously Minister of Finance and Minister of Industry and Trade in Social Democrat-led governments. His arrival is expected to dent the distinctly Eurosceptic composition of the Czech National Bank as a result of appointments made by former President Václav Klaus. Internet commerce giant Amazon's plans to site a distribution centre on the outskirts of Prague are still up in the air. A meeting of the Dobrovice local council did not take a vote Tuesday night on whether to approve the centre, which was previously opposed in a referendum of local residents. The mayor said that the council's lawyers would have to look over pledges made by Amazon to build a bypass around the village so it would not be affected by the extra lorries and noise. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has warned Ukrainian authorities that it would damage long-term relations with the European Union if they seek to repress protests using violence. Zaorálek issued the warning after a meeting with US Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland in Prague on Wednesday. The Czech Foreign Minister said that Kiev would need European support to try and pull the country out of its current economic crisis. Nuland was visiting Prague as part of a European tour. Prague authorities said Tuesday they wished to play no part in a planned state visit by the Ukrainian president to the Czech Republic in April. And finally, a look at the weather. It should be largely cloudy with a chance of rain in the coming days. Daytime temperatures are expected to reach up to 60 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.